In 1988, I checked into a motel. I took a massive overdose of Tylenol, and I nearly killed myself. I was in multi-organ failure. My liver was completely gone. And about 6 weeks after that incident, I started feeling very tired and got yellow, and they diagnosed me with non-A, non-B hepatitis. Hepatitis C didn't even have a name yet. It would be another year before it would. So I muddled through it and tried to get my life back, and that's where I met you. And when I met you, my life changed.
So Lucinda, I'm curious. One of the things we hear about hepatitis C is there are no symptoms. Did you have any symptoms?
I did and I didn't. It's more like many people. You find out what the symptoms are and you find out later. And I think that was part of why meeting you changed everything, because suddenly we were talking about it and we compared notes and we found out neither one of us could remember anything. We both had brain fog and we were both tired and everything changed.
So Lucinda, you touched on, you know, meeting me and you got very emotional about that. And I think that's a really important point because in our work, I think we meet so many people that we would never have met before. And maybe you can expand on that a little bit about meeting kindred spirits and meeting people we've become so close to.
I remember one time I was working in the Tenderloin in San Francisco, and it was like an underground system of communication, and the word went out that there was a nurse on the street. And I got to go in to back alleys and touch people and just say, they're there. I couldn't do much because I was a nurse walking around in San Francisco. It wasn't like I had a mobile van with me or anything. I was there with other community outreach workers. But I got to make a difference for that moment. I got to look in their eyes for that moment. And I got an opportunity to say, yes, I think this needs to be taken care of. Or if you do this, this might help. And here we are. We're both cured. I mean, that's the part of our story that I think, or my story, I think both of our stories, that is important to keep in mind. We both went through treatment, and both of us continued to do advocacy while we were going through treatment.
So tell me, Lucinda, what's good about having hepatitis C?
Oh, my. It has been a gift for me, obviously, because I got my health out of it. I'm alive. I got a career. I met you. I got to do meaningful work. I get to sit here today and tell my story. People fight against having the virus, and they really push up against it, but I don't push up against it. I welcome it in. Like, what are you going to teach me? And now that it's gone, I'm delighted. But I don't want to forget the memory of it, and I want to help others.